Good morning. I'm Karen Trigo-Stewart with KUAR News in Little Rock. Stemming the rising tide of violent crime in Arkansas's capital city will take both short- and long-term solutions. That's what a panel of city leaders told a crowd at Ron Robinson Theater in Little Rock last night. KUAR's David Wallace was there.
None of us up here are supermen. That's what Mayor Mark Stodola told a crowd of maybe 150 at a dialogue on crime in Little Rock, sponsored by CALS. He added that neither he nor the other panelists, City Manager Bruce Moore and Police Chief Kenton Buckner, know how to stop speeding bullets, but they can try to change the culture in neighborhoods and attitudes about what is important in life.
The conversations I have in the streets with these kids is they don't have anything to lose right now, so they want a job. They want something that is too valuable to lose. And so a lot of the programs we're working on now is to try and get them into some really speedy case management, get them the skills training that's necessary, get them a job that is valuable enough that they're going to turn away from the kind of criminal conduct that would get them in those kind of situations to begin with.
Stodola has started Little Rock for Life, a comprehensive violence reduction strategy. Jobs for youth are often cited as a panacea for youth violence, including by some questioners last night. But Buckner says he's tried to hire ex-offenders as part of the city's reentry program.
The vast majority of them have not been able to pass the drug test. If you say you want a job, you have to align yourself to be able to successfully go through that process. And I can tell you that we have a tech park here, and they're importing talent. So I assure you, if you have a marketable job skill that can make some businessman some money, they will hire you if you have a skill that's profitable. So there's kind of a dual side that you kind of need to look at that, and it starts in the mirror.
Buckner has instituted a mandatory overtime plan for 45 officers to increase presence in high-crime neighborhoods, a measure that will cost the city almost $10,000 a day to curb the rising crime. David Wallace, KUAR News.